بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فمن يعمل مثقال ذره خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذره شرا يره صدق الله العظيم. We had been discussing yesterday the incident of Jabir bin Sulaym radiyallahu ta'ala when he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, accepted Islam. Rasulullah gave him advice, لا تسبن أحدا, do not swear any person. And we explained that how Jabir radiallahu anhu after that did not swear any free person, no any slave, no any animal, no camel, no sheep or anything. The second advice Rasulullah gave him was لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا وَأَنْ تَلْقَ أَخَاكَ وَأَنْتَ مُنْبَسِطٌ إِلَيْهِ وَجْهُكَ وَكَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. That do not regard any good deed, no matter how small it may be, as insignificant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, whoever does that amount of good equivalent to the weight of a tiny little atom, on the day of Qiyamah, he will see it on his scales. And of course, any person who does any bad deed, so small, equivalent to the weight of an atom, that too he will see on his scales. So Rasulullah says, do not treat any deed, any good deed. Ma'ruf means any good deed. That deed which is authorized, sanctioned by Sharia. So any good deed, do not think it to be insignificant and small. In time of Tabuk, the expedition of Tabuk, when the Romans had gathered a huge army against Muslims, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then began preparations with the Sahaba. So he asked for contributions towards getting the equipment, etc. Sahaba came forward and presented whatever they had. On that occasion, Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu was a very wealthy Sahabi, extremely wealthy. He gave Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam towards his expedition 4,000 gold coins. 4,000 gold coins. When he presented this, the munafiqeen began to taunt him. And they said, innahu mura'in, he's just showing off. He's just showing off. Then comes a sahabi, Abu Aqil radiallahu ta'ala, and he comes, and all he has is one sa' of khajur dates. Sa', 1 or 2 kgs. A small bag of dates. He comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, in one narration is mentioned that the entire night I spent drawing buckets of water from a well, and in lieu of my service I was given this amount of dates. This is my contribution towards the book. Munafiqeen began to mock at him. And they said, Allah is independent of this person's few dates that he is bringing. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took those dates and he put it on top of the heap of whatever they had gathered. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, الَّذِينَ يَلْمِزُونَ الْمُطَّوِّعِينَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جُهْدَهُمْ فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَلِيمٌ. Regarding the munafiqeen, they first taunted and they mocked at Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu, who happily came and gave that 4,000 gold coins. And those who don't find anything but whatever effort they have made and they brought dates, munafiqeen mocked them also. Allah Ta'ala throws back the mockery of the munafiqeen on their faces. So no matter how big an action is, no matter how small it is, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is treated as very great, very noble, very significant. There was a group from the Mudar tribe. They were very, very poor. They had come with hardly any clothing. They had their swords hung around them. And Rasulullah, when he saw their faces and their condition, Nabi Kareem became upset. And immediately he tells the Sahaba, تَصَدَّقَ رَجُلٌ بِدِنَارِهِ وَدِرْهَمِهِ وَثُوبِهِ. Nabi Kareem gave encouragement to the Sahaba that we should give sadaqah and charity, whatever we have, whether it's a gold coin, a silver coin, whatever you have, some clothing, some food, and dates. And then he said, اِتَّقُ النَّارَ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَةٍ. Protect yourself from the fire of Jahannam by being generous even with half a date. Not even one full date. Just half a date, you give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that also is not treated to be insignificant. It is something very noble in the eyes of Allah ta'ala that will actually can become a means of you being saved from the fire of Jahannam on the day of Qiyamah. Then Rasulullah had mentioned once, رَأَيْتُ رَجُلٌ يَتَقَلَّبُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ فِي شَجَرَةٍ قَطَعَهَا عَلَى ظَهْرِ الطَّرِيقِ كَانَ تُؤْذِ النَّاسِ. That I saw a man enjoying himself in Jannat, moving from one place to another. And how he got this Jannat? Just on account of a branch of a tree that had fallen off the tree, a huge branch, and it blocked the pathway of the people. It was causing them takleef and disturbing them and hurting them. So this man, all he did, he moved that big branch of the tree on one side so people could walk freely. On that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him and Allah gave him Jannat. We all know the incident of that person who gave that thirsty dog water to drink. And because of that, and the riwayat mentioned that some narrations say to the man, some say to the woman, that she was a loose woman, a prostitute. Despite her gunas, but that particular action she did was so appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah made her maghfirat. All she did was she gave this thirsty dog water to drink. So there are so many other examples in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that I saw all the good deeds of my ummah and all the bad deeds. And amongst the good deeds I saw of my ummah was some harmful object, al-adha yumatu ani tariq, which was shifted from the pathway, from the good deeds. Nabiya Kareem chose to speak about this. He didn't mention any other amal. He said that any object, harmful object that was moved away from the path, I saw these were the good deeds. And then of course, there's an incident of Shah Muhaddis Dehlavi Rahmatullah Ali, very great Muhaddis. And he had done a lot of khidmat for deen. He was a Muhaddis, so many kitabs he wrote, very pious. When he passed on, somebody sees him in a dream. That how did it go? What was your condition? He says, Allah Ta'ala forgave me. So the person then expresses his opinion, said, maybe because of all the khidmat you did for deen and so many kitabs you wrote and the effort you made in hadith, etc. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just on one small action of mine, he made my maghfirat. What was the small action? He said, one day whilst I was busy writing, I saw a fly that settled on my ink pot. And that fly was busy sucking that ink. So I said, this is a makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I won't chase this fly away. Let it eat its rosy. So I let it suck that ink from that ink pot. On that Allah ta'ala forgave me. So لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. Do not regard any deed, any good deed as being small, petty, insignificant. Hadith says, even meeting your Muslim brother with a smiling face. One riwayat, وَلُوْ أَن تَلْقَى أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ طَرِيقٍ خَنْدَى پیشانی کے ساتھ اپنے بھائی سے ملو. You smile at your brother. This too is regarded in the hadith of Rasulullah sallam as a great deed in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq to my amal. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَ الْحَمْدِ اللَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ.